We will move on to number 25, the Bobcat Action Plan. And we have Chad Lehman with us here in person. Welcome. No, you're not Chad. No. Welcome. Introduce yourself, sir.
Yep. Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, my name is Brady Nealis. I'm a wildlife biologist with South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks. I was asked to come in today to fill in for Chad Lehman. He is away. As I said, a wildlife biologist. I work with Chad closely. I was hired 8 years ago to design and implement this bobcat study in the Black Hills that we have added to this bobcat action plan. And today he asked me to come and answer any questions that you may have and address some of the comments that we have received. So this plan is a product of substantial discussion and input from many wildlife professionals and the South Dakota public sector. In addition, those comments and suggestions received from private landowners, trappers, hunters, conservationists, and those who recognize the value of bobcats and their associated habitats were also considered. Thank you. Chad would ask that I cover a few slides here. We divided South Dakota into three management units for bobcats. Each management zone has two harvest strategies that can be implemented. Moderate harvest, which is a 52-day season, allows for unlimited bobcat harvest per trapper, and a low harvest strategy, which is also a 52-day season, that allows for harvest of only one bobcat per trapper or hunter in that zone. These management zones are divided a combination of convenient geographic borders, seasons that are already in place, and vital rate information that we have on these distinct populations. So the comments, I believe we had six or seven total comments, and Chad divided them up into two separate genres of what came in. We had comments concerning the juvenile to adult ratios that we're going to use for defining these low and moderate harvest plans, and then the humane treatment and trapping methods. Yeah, I guess go back to, we did not write them down here. So specific questions were mostly for the humane treatment and trapping methods. Concern with the 72-hour check window, and then the humane treatment of bobcats in traps. We did not make any changes from the plan from March, even though we did receive good comments. Humane treatment of animals is already in state law, and the 72-hour check window would have to be addressed somewhere else than this action plan. So with that, I can answer any questions that you may have.
Any questions on the Bobcat action plan or comments?
Commissioner Beese here, how is our population doing and with unlimited harvest of them? I mean, where are we setting, like in the hills here in the east compared to the eastern?
Sure.
How
so
is
we,
the population going?
We don't have vital rates for eastern South Dakota. All we have are the harvest numbers from when we started that season. West River, we've collected vital rate information between 2013 and 2016. Survival was good, and the population seems to be doing just fine with harvest, unlimited harvest. And in the Black Hills, it's a similar story, although during our vital rate collection studies from 2016 through 2022, we did see low recruitment in the juvenile age class. And so that's kind of where we saw this need for a hard line to where if we are seeing that juvenile adult ratio is too low, population growth is also not going to be great in that population. So as although we did not hit the limit that is defined in this plan in the last 50 years, we wanted to draw a line where we can move to a low harvest strategy. So healthy, I'd say. But there's a few concerns in the Black Hills. We do have rabbit hemorrhagic disease coming through. Seems to be sticking around. A couple more positive cases in Wind Cave recently. And we may have observed some kind of prey abundance crash in 2020 and 2021 that we observed then in our juvenile ratios in following harvest seasons. So.
Very good. Any additional questions or comments? Seeing none, we do need to approve this, so I would need a motion and a second. Moved by Commissioner... Oh, Mr. Kanta. Is that who's speaking?
No,
this... Oh. No, we're not taking public comment during this time. All right, very good. With that, we have a motion to approve by Commissioner Bies. Do we have a second? Second by Commissioner Teal. All those in favor of approving action item number 25, Bobcat Action Plan, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is approved and adopted. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.